Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutade Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishe Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. The mood for me at least feels very much like being in Ravel, in one sense, because the first day that we were here in Vrindavan, we went to beg mercy from Srimati Radharani to, by her compassionate nature, to be engaged beyond the covering, the external appearance of life and even life here in Vraja and the appearance of Krishna and Krishna's wonderful pastimes. So similarly, of course, in terms of rasa, very, very different. Very, very different. But in terms of the presence of Srimati Radharani, very similar. This is the home of Srimati Radharani, or one part of her Leela's life as the so-called wife of the so-called husband of Abhimanyu. We heard some yesterday, the description given by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur about very pranks played by Krishna to come to the position of association with Radharani. You remember the arch above the gateway? That's up here. That's where Jatila and Katila stood with their mud balls and threw them on Abhimanyu as he tried to come and get out of here. We know who you are. You're a pretender. Get out before we finish you. This was his house. Or the house of Jatila. So again, we'll pray for the mercy of Srimati Radharani. The pastimes of Krishna in his Vraja Leela certainly are not understood by ordinary people. They're not even understood by other followers of they're not even understood by
Mataji, could you move?
Not understood by other Vaishnava Sampradayas. And the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam are difficult to understand. He who is the supreme Brahman, the source of everything, he who in a less than a moment can create unlimited manifestations of universes and in the next moment destroy them, in the next moment create them again. We'll put it this way. Imagine, can you imagine the answer? Pleading for her love, placing his head at the feet of the goddess of fortune, pleading for her love. Can you imagine that? No. That's not the mood of Vaikuntha, the Supreme Lord Narayana and the Goddess of Fortune. It would be unheard of. Who could understand such a thing? But Krishna, when Radharani enters a loving mood, it appears contrary, but it's nothing but a loving mood. Radharani, to break her mood of man, of distancing herself from Krishna mood, he places his feet at her head at her feet, begging for her love. This is not to be understood in any kind of ordinary way. What to speak of the parakya rasa aspect of Krishna's love for Radharani? Who can understand? Who can understand? And thus one receives mercy from qualified persons. So here, by the mercy of our founder, Acharya Srila Prabhupada, how else are we here? To plead for Radharani's mercy, beg for Radharani's mercy. She's most compassionate, she's most for mercy, but our hearts are hard, captured by the illusory energy and so many, who knows how many lifetimes, what to speak of minutes and seconds and hours, so much invested in enjoying matter. To draw our attention away from enjoying fruitive activities and the unlimited births and deaths of this world, to draw our attention away from that, as with Radharani, to her beloved Krishna. We're praying like that while we're visiting this wonderful place. So, yesterday, we discussed a little bit. We're going to discuss a little bit more and then a little bit more and probably more than that. About the mystery of Radha and Krishna's relationship. Stated in a very simple, simple way, Radha, like we discussed yesterday in Gokulananda Temple, in Baladeva Vidyabhusan's commentary on Vedanta Sutra, he answered the challenge of the Ramanadis, this love of Radha for Krishna. Philosophically, he addressed it. With reference to scripture, she is Krishna's Shakti. She is Krishna's Ladini Shakti. She is inextricably associated with Krishna. They are one entity. She is the Shakti. He is the Shaktiman. They're inextricably related. So, the mystery of Vrindavan, or the mystery of that loving relationship, is it appears to be something else. It's just to enhance the sweetness, the intimacy of that love. It appears to be something else. That they're not married. There's no question of anything other than she's his and he is hers. Eternally. And manifesting pastimes where it may appear otherwise to enrich and enhance the sweetness of those pastimes. I'm going to narrate a few pastimes where the marriage of Radha and Krishna once almost took place and then did take place. One of these days, I forget which one, we're going to go to Varsana. It's some place between Varsana and Nandagram, a nice pastime place called Pindipokar. It's a lovely pastime. We'll start with Radharani's relationship with Mother Yashoda. Because Radharani, this is Leela. Radharani doesn't need anybody's benediction for anything. But one time Durvasa Muni came to Vrindavan, and Radharani served him so nicely that Durvasa Muni gave her a benediction. You're cooking. Will be so amazing that anyone who eats what you have cooked will never become diseased and live a long life. And whatever you cook, ladies, listen to this one. Whatever you cook, each preparation will taste different than any preparation you've ever cooked, and it'll be most delicious. Durvasa Muni. Radharani doesn't need such benediction. She's already there. But he gave his benediction. So Mother Yashoda, wishing the best for her son, and she is the queen, the wife of the king of Vraja, she made the request, very dear friend, Kirtida, that Radha could cook. And then after Radha was so-called married, Jatila. So Radha would go every day, and cook for Krishna. Would you like to cook for Krishna every day? Well, the opportunity is there. You have a nearby temple somewhere. Cook for Krishna every day. Or in your home. Find Krishna in your home and cook for Krishna every day. Radharani cooked for Krishna every day. We're going to go to the place where Radharani cooked every day. And Mother Yashoda's affection for Radha. She loved Radha like her own daughter. She loved Radha like she loved Krishna. No surprise. And naturally, as a mother, she developed this idea, wouldn't it be very nice if Radha married Krishna? Those of you who are mothers, you know what I'm talking about. Wouldn't it be nice if... And Radha was very affectionate to Mother Yashoda. She treated her just like her own mother. So the intimate love, natural intimate love. So one day, in a playful way, using the special decorations that are part of the culture to indicate a girl will be married, she decorated the hands of Radha with those decorations. Turmeric based, which means it's yellow. Jasoda was laughing and Radha was laughing. It was just fun. And as Radha was going home, she began to think of the nice fun that she just had with Mother Yashoda. And she was looking at her hands. And then she was thinking, people may not understand the fun that I'm having. They may think that I'm now engaged to Krishna. And I've had no discussion with my mother and father. This would be very, very, very wrong. So in a mood of embarrassment, she went to a lake, a pond, and washed everything off from her hands. So the pond became yellowish in color, and thus the word pili, pokar. But other village people saw these marks on her hands, and her washed her hands, and they went and informed Kirtida and Rishabhanu the good news. Your mother, Jasoda, has accepted your daughter as her daughter-in-law. They were very happy. We were thinking the same thing. Wouldn't it be very nice if our daughter married Krishna? So, as tradition goes, they made a formal acceptance by loading up a bullock cart. Many, many valuables, gold and jewels and ornaments, and sent as a gift to the home of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. And when the bullock cart gift arrived, Nanda Maharaj asked, "What's this?" And Mother Yashoda understood the message. "Well, just this morning we were playing, you know, and apparently they've taken it seriously, but what do you think?" "Oh, I think it's wonderful, very, very nice. But we don't have the same wealth and opulence as Rishabhanu and Kirtida. So what to do?" There are different versions at this point, but Krishna grew one of his pearl gardens and gave pearls from his pearl trees. In any case, the parent acceptance was there, but they had to do one thing. They had to ask Purnamasi. And we know who is Purnamasi, right? Who is Purnamasi? Purnamasi, listen, Purnamasi is Yogamaya. She's the internal potency of Krishna, manifest for the purpose of arranging Krishna's lila. So when Nanda Maharaj went to Purnamasi, she said, oh, this is very bad. Astrological calculation is not a good time at all for marriage. The real reason was, it'll spoil the whole Parakya Rasa if Radha and Krishna are married. All these lilas that we hear of Krishna's enjoying with Radha in this Parakya way, unwedded way, it'll be spoiled. No, it can't happen. So, through her influence, everyone forgot. So it was a marriage that could have happened, but didn't happen. But then there was a marriage that nobody knew happened, but happened. Well, at least Radha and Krishna knew. I remember very clearly, twice, going to Bandiravan with Dina Bandha Prabhu. Big, big, big tree under which Radha and Krishna were married. And a very nice family, one of your dear friends. They love you and you love them very much. Very nice family looks after the place. So Bandiravan is one of the forests of Vrindavan. And one day, some cows of Nanda Maharaj didn't return. So Nanda Mang with Nanda Nandana, Krishna, went to look for the cows. The missing cows. Cows are to be protected. They're very important. So as they were looking here and there, entering the forest, a big storm came. Torrents of rain were coming. Raj was torn between protecting the cows and protecting Nanda Nandana. What to do? Those of you that are parents can think of some dilemma like that. Something you must do and something you must do for your children, for those that you're caring for. Just then, little Radharani was coming. So, Nanda considered, she's a very good girl. If I send both of them together, they probably can make it back safely, then I can go find the cows. Used his nice rational faculty, inspired by Purnamasi. And so, Radha and Krishna, little Krishna went heading back for Nandagram. And as they were traveling, they assumed their Kishore Rup, their youthful form. And under that Bandiravan tree, Lord Brahma came with the various demigods and performed a formal wedding of Radha and worshipped them to their heart's content. And when the Leela was completed, again they assumed their little childlike form and returned. So in Bandiravan, Radha and Krishna were married. But once again, it's lila. They're eternally inseparable. This is lila to allow, facilitate, nurture loving exchange of different varieties. The Vedas say, Raso vai saha, the saha, the absolute truth, the pronoun, is rasa. Krishna is rasa. And one of the teachings that Prabhupada gave us is that variety is the mother of enjoyment. And Krishna really enjoys. He's the best of enjoyers. Rasa Raj. He's the king of rasa. And so there's varieties and varieties and varieties, and there's no limit. There's no limit to the varieties of enjoyment that Krishna can have. And he does have. There's apparently limit when you impose worldly standards on something that's not worldly. it appears that you can't do this and you can't do that and you can't do other things. There's nothing that Krishna can't do, and he does. In his own way, in his own sweet will, through his own transcendental potencies. Up here on the rooftop, we're not going to go there because it'll take forever and it's very dangerous and there's no light and we have too many people, and so we're not going to go there. So please don't go there. Not now. Peanut butter. Up on the rooftop is a place where Radha would look through the distance and see Nandagram. We're going to go to Nandagram, but you can see from this rooftop. So one can only imagine the intensity of love of Radha for Krishna. Here she's in this so-called marriage to Abhimanyu, and her beloved is Krishna. And she's to cook for him every day. Even when living here, she would go every day. The intensity of her love in separation from Krishna was so incredible that wherever there was wind, miles, the water would immediately evaporate from the heat of Radha's separation. And so when the time came, her girlfriends, although they had their husbands, they were with Radha much of the time. And together, just like we heard Ndu describing the other day, with their heads covered, moving quietly in the morning hours, just hearing the tinkling of their ankle bells. Ching, 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 ching. Until they got some distance from their home and they would uncover their heads and, like little girls, just go talking and talking about what? Talking about Krishna. Because that's their life, and they're the life of the gopi assistants of Radha, or simply to assist Radha in their meeting of Krishna. So, at Pavan Sarovar, place where she would do the cooking, and a whole other group of gopis already had all the vegetables cut and the everything prepared, and the stoves lit, and Radha would just go there and do cooking with dozens of stoves, so much heat. But because she was serving Krishna, she was very cool and very peaceful. And her cooking was superlative, as they say, out of this world. We know some devotees that are good cooks. We won't name the names of some of those good cooks, but Radharani is the best cook. And so in the morning, meal would be served to Krishna, and Radharani would be watching from behind a door to see how Krishna liked this preparation and that preparation. And towards the end, a lila that would happen regularly was the Manohar Ladus. The Ladus fill the mind. Manohara Ladus. And Krishna would begin to take a bite. And as he took his bite, he made a sour face and gave to his friend Sridham. And Sridham ate and his eyes got big because it was so good. And Radharani was laughing, knowing that actually her cooking, first it was, did I put salt instead of sugar? What happened? What went wrong? I've been studying Sri Brahma Samhita, like, very much for a seminar that I'm going to be giving over the end of Thanksgiving, the end of this month in Seattle. And one of the descriptions in the beginning part of Sri Brahma Samhita is describing Gokul. And it describes it as a hexagonal shape, Gokul, the central part, the corolla, and then there's petals that come out from the corolla. In the central part, it's the abode of Radha Krishna, symbolized by the Bija Mantra. And then the mantra surrounding in a hexagonal or six-sided figure are names of Krishna, and they enshrine or they embody the Krishna and the abode of Krishna, the abode of Radha and Krishna specifically. So from that place where Radha and Krishna begin their pastimes, this area where we are, Nandagam, Kher Kadamba, Kher Yavat, this is that place specifically where Krishna resides with Nanda Maharaj. Beginning of, because even in where there's parental affection, Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj have parental affection, Vatsalya Rasa. But naturally, because this is Raja, it's very thickly intertwined with Madhurya Rasa, that is, wishing to see and enhancing the path of Radha and Krishna. Even when Radha is living here, the pastime of Krishna's feeding, being fed by the cooking of Radharani, and they're mixing together. And we'll hear more as we go along. So, yesterday I described a few pastimes that were written by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, because we're at his Gokulananda temple. I'd like to describe some additional ones, and then invite Dina Bandhu to say whatever Dina Bandhu wants to say about Srimati Radharani and Yavat. But we have a special request too. On the altar are the most beautiful deity of Radharani, or is the most beautiful deity of Radharani. Well, can we say that we've ever seen? But you look closely at the deity, very, 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 10 times very beautiful Radharani. Naturally so. And over on our left side, or the deity's right side, are our friends, Jatila, Katila, and Abhimanyu. And over on this side, not cared for the same way these nice deities are, is Krishna Kali. Krishna Kali. Because one time, Abhimanyu was away, and he came back to his home, and Jatila informed him, Krishna is with Radharani right now, catch him in the act, and let him have it. Abhimanyu, in a big, angry mood, came to Radharani's door, because normally he doesn't even enter into her chamber. But he just came right in. And Krishna heard them speaking, so Krishna went and hid in the closet. And Abhimanyu's looking, where is Krishna? Where? Get it? Where is Krishna? Not like Kamsa. Kamsa was in the mood of fear. But Abhimanyu was, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? So he opened, he couldn't find Krishna anywhere. He opened the closet. And he opened the closet, the form of Kali was standing there. He closed the closet door. You don't chastise Kali. You're finished. And Krishna was smiling. Abhimanyu left Radharani alone. There's two pastimes in addition to the ones I spoke yesterday, like to describe. One time Radharani was in one of her man lila moods, sulking. And it was so intense that went on for days. This is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describing. It was going on for days. And Krishna, the Lord of all that is, was in such a state of separation from Radha, wishing she would break her sulky mood, was in Nandagram, and he couldn't even go and herd the cows. He was so in such a state of distress that his dear younger boyfriend Subal took it upon himself to come here to Yavat with an appeal to Radharani to please do something. Krishna may not even live because of his feelings of separation from you. So he had to have a plan. So Subal made a plan. And his plan was, he knew how to make disguises. And his complexion was golden, like Radharani's complexion. So he came in this direction on the pretext of looking for one of his calves. Jatila saw him coming. What is it? What are you doing over here? One of my calves has strayed away and I'm looking for my calf. Is everything all right?
Yes.
All right.
He lives here, so.
Oh, we have to do something.
No, he's saying hello.
Oh. He said, I'm looking for my calf. I have to find my stray calf. She said, well, you can look around, but no mischief. Very strict. Subal came through the door, went straight to Radharani's room, and appealed to Radharani. Krishna is in such distress. I don't know if he's going to live. Can you please do something? Because you alone are the one that can save his life. Radharani's mood changed by that appeal. And she said, what can I do? I'm practically imprisoned here by Jatila and Katila. What am I to do? He said, I have a plan. I know how to make disguises. I'll disguise myself. You disguise yourself as me. We'll just change clothes. And she said, well, my body is different than yours. He said, that's okay, I have a plan for that too. Here, there's a baby calf and you just hold the baby across your chest and Jatila won't know the difference. He said, good plan. So they changed clothes and Radha went out imitating the voice of Subal. Same height because they're little. Jatila saw her going and didn't recognize it was her daughter-in-law, looked like Subal. And so he said, did you find your calf? Oh yes, here's our calf. Everything is fine. Thank you very much. Here's the Leela. Radha carrying the calf. So went to Nandagaon. And when she reached Nandagaon, she didn't disclose that she was Radha disguised as Subal. But she came before Krishna and saw Krishna lying down. So she spoke in a Subal voice, saying, I wistful. I tried. It was a good effort. But I couldn't break Radharani's angry mood. And Krishna cried and wept and wailed and thrashed lying in his bed. And Radha was so moved by the intensity of Krishna's love for her that she took away her disguise and she disclosed that she was Radha. And Krishna became well again and they enjoyed their pastimes together. Shishi Radha Krishna ki jai. And not at this location, but it's narrated anyway because it's related. One time, here in Yavat, Abhimanyu was fed up. He had enough of this finding Krishna and Radha and sneaking around and catching them in their mischief. And he decided he was going to move to Mathura. He discussed it with Jatila. Jatila thought it was a good idea. But they had to first get the sanction from Purnamasi.
Who is Purnamasi?
Yoga Maya.
And the guru of all the Vrishvasis.
They wouldn't do anything without the permission of their guru, Yogamaya or Purnamasi. So Abhimanyu went to Purnamasi and explained his bright idea that he was going to leave Vrindavan and go to Mathura. Would Purnamasi give her blessings? And she said, don't listen to all these gossipy rumors. If you can catch Krishna in the act, that's one thing. But just village talk, people saying so many things, don't become disturbed. That was Purnamasi. So, Abhimanyu had a backup plan. He said, well, my dear friend Govardhan Mala, he's rich. And I understand one of the ways that he's become rich is his wife, Chandravali, worships Gauri. May I have your permission to have Radha worship Gauri so I can become rich? And Purnamasi smiled and said, that's a very good idea. You arrange for Radha to worship Gauri. So Abhimanyu came back very happy, consulted with his mother, Jatila. Jatila said, very good, let's become rich. You have Radha, go worship Gauri. Now there's different versions, but one version says, one of the parrots of Krishna was spying, and the parrot, we'll hear about parrots when we get to Vrindakund. He'll tell you all about the parrots of Vrindavan. One of the parrots went to Krishna, informed Krishna, Radharani is going to worship Gauri at the Gauri temple, which is on the other side of Govardhan Hill, the west side. So Krishna went there to intercept Radha as Radha was picking flowers. And a very elaborate, conflicting dialogue, you know, like a lover's spat took place between Radha and Krishna. He was asking what she was doing, and she said, what is it your business? I'm picking flowers to worship Gauri. Why don't you just worship me? And so many other Krishna was saying, and Radha was saying, leave me alone, just leave me alone. I'm going to worship Gauri so my husband can become rich. Meanwhile, Abhimanyu heard, because some person saw Radha and Krishna are together at Gauri temple. And Abhimanyu said, Purnamasi said if I can catch them in the act, then I can go to Mathura. So let's go. And Jatila and Abhimanyu went straight away to Gauri temple. The plot thickens. Krishna then heard that Abhimanyu and Jatila were coming. So he adopted a form. Some versions say Vrinda gave him a Gauri costume. Other versions say he assumed a form like Gauri and stood before the Gauri deity. And Abhimanyu came to see where was Radha. He went in the temple and saw Radha worshipping Gauri. So everything looked all right. Vrindadevi was there. So Abhimanyu asked Vrindadevi, can you tell me what was Radharani asking for? Was she asking that we can become rich and we'll have nice wealth in our family? He said, no. Radharani was asking Gauri for her benediction to help your family from not experiencing a great disaster. A great disaster? What great disaster? It's too terrible, I don't want to say. Please say. And Jatila, please say. I think you need to ask Gauri. Gauri said, it's too terrible to say. this part I can't remember exactly. The next, so at some point he heard, either from Gauri or from Vrindadevi, here's what Radharani, he was praying for your protection. Because in Radharani's service to Gauri, Gauri informed that Kamsa, in 2 days from now, is going to come with a sword and cut off your head and worship it and offer it to Lord Shiva. She was praying to Gauri to please intervene. And Jatila was, Gauri, please do something. You're a powerful demigoddess. Please protect us. Please protect us. And Gauri said, I'm not interested in the prayers of great yogis and ascetics and sadhus, but the dear Radharani, she's so faithful and chaste and so sincere in her service to you. I'll do something. But there's one condition. I'll check Kamsa from coming condition. That Radha comes here every day and worships me. And to do that, she has to stay here in Vrindavan. Yes, 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 she'll come and worship you every day. And she'll never leave Vrindavan. I promise, I promise. Very well. I'll stop Kamsa from coming to cut off your head. Yes, yes. Jatila and Abhimanyu came back here to Yava thinking, we just got saved by the fidelity of our wonderful Radha. And Vrindadevi then, please understand, Abhimanyu, you're being protected by your good wife, by her good virtue of chastity and faithfulness and sincerity. Never again question her integrity. Yes, yes, I promise, I promise. And that Leela took place over by the side of Govardhan Hill, Gauri Temple. So, Jinda Bandhu will share with you whatever he'd like to share with you. What he shared with me was, he loves Radharani and he loves Yavat. And because he had illness earlier this month of Kartik, he hadn't come. Not even once. So he wanted to come just this one time during Kartik. So therefore he's with us. And he's going to share some nice stories and pastimes of Radha and Krishna here in Yavat. Especially the snake bite Leela. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam.